balls are rubbed off on her, which I'm ashamed of, but she's got a little more experience in life than what she did have before she knew me. You got it all, huh? We'd call them overhauls. They overalls. But that was our terminology, overhauls. And, kids, so we'd better.
So what do you call that? What you have on there?
This I have on is a jumpsuit.
Jumpsuit?
Yeah.
You just jump into it.
Jump into it. It's pretty rough if you have to take a crap in a hurry and get off my day. I talked to an old boy I was in service with, in the guard with, and he was a lieutenant. I run into him a while back. He's a little older than I am, and he had on a big jumpsuit, and he paid $37.50 for it. He said, "Bill," he said, "I see you wearing them jumpsuits." I said, "Well, since I've retired, I wear them quite a bit. I like them. I don't like anything tied around my stomach." He said, "That's the only thing I dread about him," said, "when you got to take a crap." He says, "Boy," he says, "it's rough, because I'm going to have to tear them off. They're hard to get off." Mm-hmm.
Well, when you were getting ready to go to a party or something like that, you spent a lot of time
prepping, getting ready. Used to it that time. Now we don't. Fade and shave and put on my cologne, you know. And
one girl was trying to make her dress
a little bit more fancier than the other one.
Prettier. What about, well, the things, matching pants and coat are. How old were you when you bought your first?
Oh, when I bought my first suit, I had to. I was wrong, nearly. Before I bought my first suit. What you got there, huh?
I know that I can talk that much.
Oh, thank you, man.
What
have
you got?
Yeah, where?
LSU, Louisiana State University. But she was shy, and. I couldn't get out of the shyness. Well, her first year of LSU, she, being shy, it seemed like she couldn't grasp learning. You got to learn how to study. And she made a D on one subject. Well, that was near about, she couldn't go back unless she made it up. So I took her over to a little junior college over here, Southeastern. And she got over there and she got out of that shyness. I bought her a little car, because I was too busy to have to run them down and follow them up. Mom, shut the door. And she's going to giggle all her life.
It's okay.
So. After she went to summer school at LSU, she began to pick the grade up, and she liked it. So, I mean, at Pearl River College, she liked it so well, and she began to grasp how to study, made good grades. So, she liked it so well, she decided, well, I'd rather go here than go to LSU. And after summer, I went to summer school. I went to enroll her in school, and the dean of the school was, I can't remember his name, but I got her all registered. I waited at last to get her registered, and all the other colleges already registered. They had rules that a junior
school.
A freshman could not have a car.
When school started.
And I told the dean of women, I said, now, I'm working myself to death trying to hold down two jobs, and she can drive, and I got her this little car, and I'd like for her to leave it on the campus. And I don't want you to let her go out at night in it. Only give, drive the car backwards and forth from Bogalusa to Poplarville. On Monday, she'd go back home, and Friday, she'd come home. So she said, well, Mr. Dunaway, we have rules that a freshman can't have a car here on the ground. I said, well, that's all right. I have some good friends here.